Christine Rendell and Spoken Realms present HMS Cavendish and Other Misadventures by Eric Victor Rendell. Narrated by Gerard Doyle. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my first wife, Jacqueline, and children Christine, Bobby, Paul, Kevin, David, and Ryan, and my lovely granddaughter, Callie, who already know most of the stories and will now have to listen to them again, and to my dear cousins, the late Nancy Harris and Peggy Wood, who were so kind to their rambunctious relative throughout his misspent youth, becoming the sisters he never had. Grateful thanks to my patient, skillful, and wonderful daughter Christine, whose persistence and support has made this task a labour of love.
Foreword. This is an accounting of the experiences of a rascally, opportunistic, and adventurous young man, born in the 1920s, who lived as a child on Merseyside near Liverpool in the United Kingdom. This audiobook relates recollections from childhood and experiences of the writer throughout the years of World War II and beyond. It's a rip-roaring romp, a scene through the eyes of an irreverent and rebellious teenager, called to serve in His Majesty's Armed Services at the age of 18. As a coder, the author served on a grand and illustrious vessel of His Majesty's fleet, HMS Cavendish, a state-of-the-art destroyer based primarily in the Southeast Asia theatre of operations towards the end of the conflict. The author's service ended with a short posting to Whitehall Wireless Telegraphy Station, beneath the Admiralty Arch at Trafalgar Square in London, the wartime headquarters of the Prime Minister of England, Sir Winston Churchill, and his War Cabinet. After demobilisation, our author traverses the world in a restless and unrequited quest for adventure and fulfilment. Then, a brash, arrogant, and impulsive young man, he tries his hand at a variety of professions: cartography, architecture, coal mining, patent invention, mushroom growing, coffin making, marketing, real estate, and so many more. Along his journey, he alienates and horrifies, delights, charms, and inspires the people he comes into contact with. But he never bores.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?